Now time for locker room chat with Riverside Girls head basketball coach Craig Burns after a fantastic season, finishing runner-up at state. And coach, I mean, it was just an incredible season, being able to cap that off with such a nice run in the postseason. Your thoughts as you've been able to kind of let this one sit, or let this entire season kind of sit for a little bit, and just your overall thoughts on it.
Well, it's kind of funny. I have a friend, he'll call me, and all my friends say I don't answer the phone, but I do. But a lot of times the message is left like, quit looking at videos, you know, and things of that nature. So when I got home, I just kind of watched the game for about a week over and over, kind of see, you know, I think like most coaches do, or all coaches, to see what we could have done better, what me as myself, starts with me, what I could have done better to help the team. But it was real nice. You know, it was exciting, good experience for our young ladies, and we have a nice core coming back for this year. So hopefully they're really hungry to get back and try to do it again.
And coach, before we got on this call, before we started recording, you were telling me how it kind of galvanized the community. Tell us what that means to your guys' community to be able to have a team to rally around like that.
For me, like I said, you know, I went to Elwood High School, and back in the day, Walthena and Elwood was rivalry, and you know, I had friends at Walthena, but you know, just to with the schools going together, you know how sometimes that dynamic, you know what that takes, and so once I got the job, that was one of my things, is that hopefully we can win enough games that would make the community proud, and also kind of galvanize and bring the community together, like you were saying. And just watching the crowds and just watching how people would just travel down the state every night. And it was just so great just to look up in the stands and see all that Columbia blue. It was really great. So it was a good deal.
And Coach Taylor Weiser, going to Central Missouri, how cool was it to see her commit and just continue to stack up accolades there at Riverside?
And Taylor just kept improving her game throughout the year. You know, she is very skilled, as we all know, but I think sometimes the intensity and knowing that she can dominate a game, and I think that's what happened at state. She got to play against some young ladies that were taller, or, well, not taller maybe, but just as tall, just as good. And when you play against players that are that level, which we did in Big 7 too, but when you go and the stakes are that high and you're playing against good players, you know, it's like iron sharpens iron. You know, it just makes you that much better. And if you're a real ball player, it makes you that much hungrier in the summer to work on your game and continue to grow your game.
I'm here with Riverside Girls head basketball coach Craig Burns. Coach, how does Taylor make her teammates better with the way she plays and her style of basketball?
She always looks for an open player, you know. There's times where I have to get on her and say, hey, you know, you should be dominating this game. You know, you should, you know, when that ball goes in the post, there's times where you need to go ahead and shoot, you know, try to get an and one. That's what I want you to do. And she'll say, well, you know, there's somebody open, I need to, you know, kick it out. I said, there's times where you need to do that. But there's also time where you're the most dominated player on the court, and you need to just show it. You just need to go ahead and dominate the game. And but she's always willing to pass to the open player. In practice, she's always, you know, helping the other players. We have younger players this year, and she's always lending a helping hand, especially on our post defense, and giving them some tidbits of what I'm looking for. So it really helps us, you know, that our coaching staff. It helps our coaching staff where all the seniors are stepping up and helping the younger players, which we need that this year for sure.
Absolutely. It should be fun to see how she and the rest of you guys do here this upcoming season. Hard to believe it's already basketball season, but you guys got Troy coming up here on Friday, and best of luck in that matchup. And, Coach, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Hey, appreciate it. Like I said, always enjoy and appreciate what you guys do for Northeast sports. Appreciate it.
That was Riverside Girls Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by MCon of Wathena and Euler Law Office. Be sure to stay tuned. We got Riverside Boys Head Basketball Coach Tyler Herbster coming up next here on Locker Room Chat.